Imagine if instead of having to get your annual dreaded flu shot, you'd only need one for the rest of your life. That's what Dr. Harvinder Gill and Dr. Steve Presley have been working on for the past year. And now they've started to apply what they know towards creating a vaccine for the coronavirus.
This would be very much similar to hepatitis B vaccine that is given to the children. And they receive 3 shots, but then after that, they are done for life. And would we come up with a similar design of a vaccine that would work for flu as well? That was the main objective of the grant that we received from the NIH.
That's Dr. Gill. He's a professor of chemical engineering at Texas Tech University. He explains that the methods they're using to fight strains of the influenza virus are a bit unconventional. Usually, for a flu vaccine, we take the virus, cut it up into pieces, or inactivate it, as he says, and pump it into the human body. The body detects it and builds immunity towards the virus without actually being infected. And then voila, you're ready to face the flu. But they're trying something different.
First step is identify what amino acid sequences are conserved. The sequences are generally so small, the body doesn't perceive them as foreign, so our body is not able to create immune responses against those tiny sequences. So that is the reason you have to come up with novel ways of tricking the body into thinking you have been infected, but those are too small. So what we do is that's the reason we have gold nanoparticles.
That's gold nanoparticles, a major component of their vaccine method. Basically, a virus is made up of proteins, and proteins are made up of hundreds of amino acids. Dr. Gill and Dr. Presley have to identify which amino acids are consistent throughout the virus. He gives us this for an example.
You could think of A to Z, and then let's just think there are 26 amino acids. So we have to pinpoint which out of those A to Z, let's say D, E, F, G, H, I, J, are the ones that are conserved. So you pick those out and you know those are conserved in all the coronavirus strains in this case.
Then they put the sequences into the gold nanoparticles, which act like a delivery service to the body. These nanoparticles mimic a virus and trick the body's immune system into attacking those small sequences. In early February, Dr. Gill and his colleagues quickly shifted gears to help create a coronavirus vaccine. And one thing he found interesting in his research is that the inactivation method, or chopping it up, which usually works for the flu, doesn't work for the coronavirus. So the gold nanoparticles come back into play.
More non-conventional vaccines are being tried, which is mRNA or DNA-based vaccine. And the way we are trying is also non-conventional. So it just makes the vaccine production a little different than the conventional vaccine for flu vaccines.
According to Gill, typically it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years to make a vaccine available to the public. But because of the high demand for this particular vaccine, he expects it to take 12 to 18 months. But until then, he hopes people will continue to be careful.
In my opinion, even at least the minimum wearing masks and washing hands, and in 1 month or two months, we can still maybe relax the restrictions. But until we have some concrete treatment or a vaccine, I think it's still better to be careful because it could spring back.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. Follow our COVID coverage at kttz.org and send us your stories through Instagram and Twitter at TTU Public Media. Support for this program comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Texas Mutual is distributing dividends to eligible policyholders 2 months early, along with other community relief actions. More at texasmutual.com/dividends.